Okay, you ready?
No.
Here we go.
No.
Are you awake?
No.
Are you up? Are you up?
Obviously.
You're up.
Yeah.
Honey's got a hard on. Honey's got a hard on. Honey's got a hard on for me. So I'm writing a country song. Writing a country song on an early morning or whatever it is. Where I don't even know. I don't even know where I am.
Okay.
You know where you are?
No.
Can you turn the headphones up a little bit? I can't hear anything, please. Yeah, turn the whole thing up. There you go. There you go. Oh, there we are. There we are. Hi, honey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Can I call you honey on the podcast?
No, you can't.
I got to call you Jamie, don't I?
Yes.
Miss Jamie. Hello, Miss Jamie. How are you today? We have so many things that we want to talk about. I mean, we can talk about Trump's latest.
What is your deal today? Holy cow.
I'm trying to get the headphones to sound right because maybe it's just me. Maybe I don't sound right.
I think it is you.
Because I've been taking the Advil D. Mm-hmm. No, not Advil. The Aleve
D.
Sinus and headache D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I'm sniffing like Trump.
No, stop.
It's like, I want to let's drug test that Hillary. I don't know what that Hillary's been up to, but she needs a drug test.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he says. And it's like, yeah, I think you're the one on cocaine because you're all like that. You
mm-hmm.
know? So anyway, we could talk about the latest Trump craziness, but we don't probably need to do that.
Okay.
We could talk about the fact that we had a fight with your friend.
We did not have a fight with my friend.
We spent like an hour bludgeoning your friend with her political beliefs.
No, we didn't.
I mean, beat her over the head.
We had a conversation.
We did have a conversation.
So but, you then know, why are you trying to make it out to be something it's not?
Maybe we'll talk about that a little later. I don't know. But I think that we should start with something a little light this morning. What do you think?
Okay.
You feeling like something a little light?
Okay.
Let's talk about rubbing our eyes. Because sometimes you just want to start the day with rubbing your eyes.
Sometimes you got to wake up and it's like, okay.
It feels so good.
My eyes need a little massage.
Have you ever rubbed your eyes to the point where you got a sore on your eyelid because you rubbed them so hard?
No, I haven't.
That happens to me. I don't care for it. I'm good here to go on record.
That's because you're weird.
Saying I don't care for the eye sores. So
That's gross.
It is gross. All right, let's do a Brett and Jamie top five, shall we?
Okay.
Let's do Brett and Jamie's top five sitcoms. Here they come. Brett and Jamie's top five sitcoms right now. Coming in at number five. What's the five on Jamie's list?
The top five on my list, number five would be, I think, Modern Family.
Number five?
Number five.
Holy
cow. No.
That one's down a ways,
no,
isn't it?
No. Maybe The Good Place.
The Good Place. I hadn't even thought about that one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was writing.
Well, I'm trying to think of what we watch, and so it's like.
The Good Place is a brand new show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's about being not. It's not heaven exactly.
No, but you're dead.
You're dead. And
yes.
You go to the good place.
The good place or the bad place.
And then somebody, the lady, the star of the show, is in the good place under false pretenses.
Yes.
And so the good place is kind of falling apart because she's there under false pretenses.
Right. But there's another person under there under false pretenses, too. So
I think it's going to end up that everybody is there under false pretenses.
I think you're right. But I think that they're not going to realize that. Hello. What are you doing over there?
I was writing down The Good Place because I hadn't thought of that one yet.
Oh, okay.
Except I wrote The God Place, which is like The Good Place.
It is. It is like The Good Place.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you got what at number five?
The Good Place.
The Good Place at number five. Okay. At number four. Here's number four on Jamie's sitcom list.
I'm going to say Modern Family.
Modern Family drops to number four.
Yes.
Huh, how can you even think about that stuff when you're rubbing your eyes like just like crazy?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, ah.
How can you even think?
It helps me.
It's like you're pushing
I'm
your fingers
massaging my eyes.
Into your brains.
I am. It helps. I'm massaging.
If you can hear that sound is the sound of Jamie massaging
squishing
her brain.
My brain.
Through her eyes.
Through my eye holes. Okay.
All right, coming in at what, number three?
Mm-hmm.
Number three on Jamie's sitcom list.
Number three. Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces. That's a good choice. Although that's not on right now.
No, it is not. It's a spring show.
Which is dumb because it's a good show, so it should just be on regularly, right?
Right.
Shouldn't, I mean, if all the other shows are on, all the other first run shows, mm-hmm. you know, the Big Bang Theory and Modern Family and all those, shouldn't a show like Life in Pieces also be on at the same time?
You would think.
Maybe they canceled it. That would suck.
I'm sure they didn't.
They canceled one of your favorite hour-long shows. Actually, a bunch of your favorite hour-long shows have been canceled.
Which?
Like Castle is gone.
Castle's gone. The Vampire Diaries, this is its last season.
That's very sad for you.
I know.
The one that had the guy from The Office, where he was in Portland. He was a cop in Portland.
Oh.
It starts with a B, I think. But no, not that anybody needs to remember it, because it was on for one season. And it was gone. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so you got what? Life in Pieces is number three?
Uh-huh.
All right, number two.
Number two is a tie.
You can't have a tie.
It is. It's a tie. I can have a tie if I want to. And it's a tie between The Big Bang Theory and Superstore.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, so there's something that is above those?
Yeah.
What?
Number one?
Jamie's number one.
You're the worst.
Really?
Yes.
Number one. That is, my list is not the same as your list.
Really?
No, because I have You're the Worst at number five.
Oh.
Because the first season of You're the Worst, and it's an FX show.
Yeah.
The first season of that show was very funny, just really
hilariously funny.
Second season, she was depressed for the whole season, so it wasn't that funny.
Why are you spoiling things?
And the third season, there's like every episode, you say, okay, she's the worst. Okay, mm-hmm. he's the worst. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're the worst.
Because mm-hmm.
that's the name of the show, and right. somebody's always got to be the worst.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, it's the
Lindsay.
Yeah, she's the worst right
she
now.
She is the worst.
She's
like totally
like
the
worst. Watching that show, you go, man, she's
Don't
the worst.
Spoil it.
You can't even be worse than that.
No, you can't.
All right, so I have Superstore at number four, although I think that Superstore is really a good show.
It's
definitely the most diverse show on TV, because it's based on like a Walmart type of thing.
Uh-huh, Cloud Nine.
And all the people that work there, are, I mean, you've got virtually every kind of person you can imagine. You've got the gay Oriental, you've got the smart Hispanic girl, which is mm-hmm. America Ferrera.
That's the only one you're going to name?
Well, because
okay,
she's
anyway,
the star of the show.
Anyway.
You've got the older white guy who's the boss, and mm-hmm. he's kind of a religious guy and just kind of weird. You've got the handicapped black guy. You know, I mean, virtually anything that you can imagine. They've got, what is the girl that just had a baby? Is she Hispanic?
Mm.
Okay, so you don't want to talk about that anymore?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
You're like...
Plus, Superstore is really funny, but it's kind of snuck in some kind of big topics that they've touched on, topics that other shows don't really touch on.
Absolutely.
Like unions,
yep.
unionizing,
mm-hmm.
maternity leave, family and medical leave, and things like that. And
yeah, because they went on strike.
What are
they also talk about transgender bathroom stuff and. Oh, what else? I don't know. Lots of stuff. Oh, drug testing.
Drug testing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they do some political stuff. But I don't know. I think it's definitely my number two. What's your number three?
Trying to get back to my phone is going crazy. Number three, I went with Life in Pieces.
Okay. I thought that would be higher on your list.
Well, for one and two, it's really hard to knock out The Big Bang Theory at number two.
Okay.
Because The Big Bang Theory has been in like 10 seasons.
It's just an awesome show. And that's why it's my number two. Because it's just an awesome show.
Well,
between that and Superstore.
And I liked The Big Bang Theory before it was cool.
Right.
Because when I was on the radio in the first two seasons, The Big Bang Theory was getting good reviews, but it wasn't getting good numbers.
Ratings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there I was, you know, every, I think, Friday or Tuesday, whenever the show was on the radio the next morning, playing all these clips going, you've got to watch this show. If you haven't seen this show, you need to watch this show because it's super funny. And then by the third season, then everybody was on board. So
right.
And then I went
it's a good show.
I had to go with Modern Family at number one just because the last time that we watched Modern Family, I laughed out loud, and not the laugh out loud like when you text somebody
like,
and you
LOL.
You didn't really LOL, you kind
of
smiled.
I do LOL.
Mostly an LOL is a smile these days. But
yeah, that's true.
But with Modern Family, the last time we watched it, I LOL'd three times for real.
For realsies.
And then for me, I had trouble because The Simpsons is always good. It's hard to
But that's not one of our together shows.
No, it's not.
So we also have shows that we watch individually, and those are totally different top fives.
I would also put there's a brand new show on FX, which is a Louis C.K. show, Better Things.
Oh yeah,
I would put that in my top 10. I think only because the characters are really kind of real, mm-hmm. and like her mom is this older lady, and you can definitely see her as somebody that would force her child to become a child star, and then she spent her whole life just kind of doing bit parts and making ends meet, and she's got three daughters, and the mom is now at that age of her life where she's probably not going to be able to live on her own much longer. So there's some real life things that everybody has to deal with at some point, mm-hmm. that are actually in that show. So that makes that good. And then kind of watchable shows, mm-hmm. on my list. Dr. Ken is kind of a watchable show.
Yep, we watched that one.
Although the canned laughter just drives me crazy.
Really? And I'm really sad that the one girl is gone.
Yeah, they lost one of their main characters, which is weird. Two Broke Girls, I would say, is
watchable. I love Two Broke Girls.
You do?
I do. That would be a solid number six for me.
It's kind of a slutty show.
It is really a slutty show.
Especially for network television.
I really like them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do.
What's the one that's like the Wonder Years?
Oh, the Goldbergs.
Goldbergs? Is that
Goldbergs.
It? That one's watchable. I would consider that one watchable.
Not really. For me.
No?
Not for me.
And then there's a couple of new shows that I would consider after-school special shows, Speechless and The Real O'Neills.
Right.
Because The Real O'Neills is about a kid that's in high school that just came out as gay.
Right.
And it's another ABC show, so they're trying to push the envelope like they did with Modern Family, with their gay family on Modern Family. But it really kind of comes off as like an after-school special to me. It's like, this is something that would interest people in that age demographic, not necessarily grown-ups. And then Speechless is the kid.
He's a handicapped boy.
He's in a wheelchair and he can't speak, which is thus the name of the show. And it also stars the guy that used to be on The Big Bang Theory that had the lisp, the stutter. And he doesn't stutter on the show. He plays the dad. Remember, he was the doctor. Sheldon's nemesis.
Yes. He is Sheldon's nemesis, mm-hmm. and he still does that.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
He hasn't been around for a little while, but he's still there.
But he doesn't have a.
He doesn't lisp. Yeah.
I always wondered if that was real or if he just faked it.
Obviously not. It's not real.
Unless he's found a way to, you know, not do it just during the show Speechless.
You know,
maybe for the rest of his life, he's out there doing.
I seriously doubt that.
The stutter.
But it surprises me the things that actors and actresses do, because there's a show that I watched that. Oh, anyway, it's called Switched at Birth, and it's about a deaf group of people, and the two girls were switched at birth, obviously, but one of them ends up being deaf, and that girl that plays that character is not really deaf, and the way they portray her, I seriously thought she was deaf, so totally interesting that they can learn those behaviors.
Well, there's not a lot of deaf actors and actresses out there. I mean, Marty Matlin, is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's in that show.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, because it's got a deaf character, so she automatically goes there. You know, it's like...
And the male character, I don't know his name, but he's also deaf.
In real life?
In real life, yeah.
Do they do sign language?
Yeah.
So you watch it because of the sign language?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because you like the ASL thing. I
will admit that without...
Every time there's something with sign language on, I'm like, Jamie, come look at this. Come on, they're doing sign language.
What are they saying? Is it real?
Of course, my number one show, the number one show that we don't watch together is always Trip Tank.
I know. It's just too adult cartoon
for
me. It's
so weird. It's so weird. And the way that it's done, they do little clips like Saturday Night Live bits, mm-hmm. but they're all in different styles of animation.
Right.
I mean, you can have, old time animation or, I mean, just anime, whatever, all different kinds of animation, but they're all really high quality.
Right.
And there's the little Trip Tank bits between them that just says Trip Tank.
And some of them are really funny, but I think for the most part, I'm just like, I don't get this.
There's something that you should know before you meet my parents. They're juggalos.
I know. That's going to be your favorite bit of all time.
Mad clown love.
I don't know. Mad I don't get it. I just love. Don't get it.
I know.
And I have my own, I think, top 10 on other stuff. So.
That's true. All right. So there they are. Jamie's top five sitcoms. Did you catch all those? I missed them all. Can you run through them again?
Okay, I bet I can't either. Modern Family.
Number five?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Modern Family, Life in Pieces.
Okay.
I
didn't write them down, so I'm just guessing that you got them right. Superstore is at number two. It's tied with something
else. But what was number three?
Was it Life in Pieces? I think that we both had Life in Pieces at number three.
Well, then what was number four? Name all the shows we watch.
I don't know. You're the worst?
No, that was number one.
That was number one. Modern Family, Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory is number two.
Tied with?
With Superstore.
Superstore.
Yep.
So now,
so it's You're the Worst, Big Bang Theory, and Superstore.
Did you have The Good Place in there?
Oh, yeah. Life in Pieces, The Good Place, and Modern Family.
We spend a lot of time prepping for this.
Absolutely.
Just all the time. All of our time is just spent getting ready to do this. So how come we all watch The Simpsons together? How come that's not one of our shows?
Really?
Generally, we record the shows for the whole week, and then on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whenever we have time, we'll have TV day, and we'll watch like five
all of our shows
all together. You know, and I think we've got enough shows that we can do two nights of mm-hmm, shows. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun. But we don't watch The Simpsons together, which...
That's because you just always have watched it by yourself.
Well, and that is the one show that at least one of the boys will watch with me. That's the only show that any of the boys watch with me.
Well, first of all, a lot of the shows we watch are kind of adult content. Right. So You're the Worst, definitely adult content.
Yeah, especially if you're on FX, one of those FX shows, you can't really watch those with kids.
You cannot watch those with kids. I mean, you could, but...
I thought I heard the F word in one of them the other day.
In one of what?
I thought it was on... The one with the lady.
Better Things?
Yeah.
Well,
I could have sworn I heard
that.
The F word in that.
I can see that.
I didn't think that they actually did the
F word. That's not really a kid-friendly show.
They say shit a lot. All those shows, it's like shit. And they're always half naked and
I know.
Bumping each other.
I'm like, wow.
A variety of places and things like that. Because it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's real.
People like to hump each other on top of the washing machine all the time.
Totally.
That's pretty much what I do every day.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that they do that. But I'm surprised that we don't watch The Simpsons together. Because it's just... traditional show, but the youngest one, if I'm watching The Simpsons and he'll come in and he'll go, can I watch with you? And I'm like, sure. But that is the only show that I watch that any of the kids will watch. They won't watch sports. They won't watch any
other.
They're
not sports kids.
Occasionally, you know, they'll come in and maybe watch the Daily Show for a couple of seconds with us. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. And then every time the kids walk in, we can be watching a show that has been on for 20 minutes and there hasn't been one thing in there that would be objectionable
for
kids.
Oh, I know. And then all of a sudden it's like sex.
As soon as the kids walk in, there's something that they say or do that is just really objectionable for children.
Really?
It's like, really, if you would have been here 5 minutes ago, I would not be embarrassed right now. And now they've said something about, you know,
something
horrible.
Okay, let's just not even go there.
And I'm
objectionable anyway.
So I'm hitting pause and you're like, go away.
All right.
Normally this is a fine show, but not today.
I wouldn't mind you coming in at any time, but not at this second when they're doing stuff.
Yep, and that's the one spot. And then they're gone and you never see anything else that's sexual again.
Right.
So it's like, okay, that was good timing. Good timing that they did that.
That's the way it always works with kids, though. Mm-hmm. It just is. It's like the worst timing.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I think that they have some sort of a sixth sense.
They do. They're like, something's about to happen. I need to go see.
All right. We haven't talked about politics too much. You want to talk about anything in politics today?
You know, I haven't really seen anything lately. So,
well, Trump is off the rails.
He's always off the rails.
Yeah.
What now?
He beat up a teleprompter. He says Hillary needs to be drug tested because she was all hyped up for the second debate. And I don't know.
I do swear he's like on cocaine.
It doesn't even matter.
He does sniff 10,000 times.
Seriously, doesn't even matter. I think that the whole world is just saying, oh my God, will this be over soon?
Everybody is. And lots of people have left Facebook because it's getting out of hand. People are really fighting over what's going on. And it's like, it's not worth it. It's not worth losing friends. It's not worth being in fights with family. And it's all over opinion, and I'm guilty of this. So I think that it's really horrible because it's not something you normally do. And then all of a sudden, it's like, it's out there. And then you go, wow, this has really changed who I am, my character, and all of that. So I think that people are just saying, okay, I'm done with this for now. And they have to step back and say, I'll be back after the election.
Well, that's why for our personal Facebook pages, I don't think that we should do a lot of politics on Facebook. But for Brett and Jamie, where these podcasts are, I'm all for
it. Well, it's political because we do talk politics on our podcast.
We do. And then every once in a while, we'd end up talking politics with somebody that, you know, says, oh, I like Trump because he talks real. He's a real person. What the hell does that even mean?
Right.
There's a real person insane? Does a real person brag about sexually assaulting people?
That was my favorite meme the other day.
What's that?
The whole women are so outraged by Trump's use of naughty words, well, who the heck bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey? And then inside of that, it's got another little picture and it says, I love the show Dexter, but that doesn't mean I want Ted Bundy to be president, you idiot.
it's so personal.
Well, it really is. And I think that that's the problem is Trump supporters are very vocal. They're very vocal and they are not afraid to start a fight with you. They have no qualms with really speaking their mind and letting it all out there.
Yeah, and I saw a little old lady on the news. She was a Trump supporter and she was all, there's going to be a revolution if Trump loses. I'm ready right now to take up arms.
See? And I don't get that. Nobody...
For what? For what are
Hillary
you fighting for?
Hillary doesn't want to take away your guns. No. And really, that's like a giant thing that's going on. I saw a commercial with a woman who's talking about getting mugged in a parking garage. Almost got stabbed, but she had a gun. So, yeah. And Hillary wants to take away my right to carry a gun. No, she doesn't.
Which is hilarious because I believe that it was 8 years ago and then 4 years ago that Obama was coming door to door to take away your guns.
I know. And that didn't happen. How many guns have been taken away by the government?
I think that possibly what's happening is Obama's going to wait till his last month. And then he's going to just go door to door and take away everybody's guns.
Well, I think that would be peachy.
But no, now it's Hillary. Now Hillary wants to take away your guns, even though
nobody wants to take away your damn guns. No. Nobody.
Good grief. That is the most insane thing that and for somebody to say that I'm going to vote for Trump because Hillary's going to take away my guns, and that's their one issue, that's mm-hmm, their one thing that they're really concerned about, that's absolutely insane.
Well, it's one of the most idiotic things that I've heard. It's like, you have no other issues that are affecting you right now. You don't want healthcare. You don't want education. You don't want housing. You don't want food. You don't, I mean, really, there's a long list of other things that affect you.
Affect you and, personally.
Right, right, right. And the gun thing is a non-issue.
Yeah, just like,
it is a non-issue.
Just like immigration, because, you know, illegal immigration is at a 40-year low, something like that.
Right, but immigrants are rampant.
Yeah, so we got to build a wall. We got to deport them all. And they add to our economy, and they're not a single person that have I seen on Facebook that says that they want to get rid of immigrants
is personally affected by
anybody that's an immigrant. You are not affected by that, and that's how we ended up having a fight with your friend.
Well, I had this conversation with another friend of mine the other day because I was talking with a professor about politics, and as we were walking away, my friend was very silent, so I don't know that she is a Trump supporter or not, but we were talking about that, and I said, you know, it really affects me and my family personally, this election. And people who say that it doesn't affect them personally are wrong. And she said, well, how does this affect you personally? And I said, really? Oh my goodness. You know, healthcare and education and food and housing and 10,000 other things that this affects personally.
Yeah, they had distracted you from so many
things. I don't want to lose my health care. I don't want to lose the ability to buy food. I want to have the ability to go to school and finish school without owing $30 billion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And
this affects you too.
That's part of what got us involved in our half hour long
back chat. And forth with my friend.
Yeah, because she actually makes her money from and she refused to say it for a long time. She makes her money from Medicaid because she gets paid to take care of her mother, which is great, which is awesome. That's fantastic. But her money comes from the government, and her money comes from Democrats. And one of the things that is on the Republican agenda is to get rid of Medicaid. It's going to be gone. They want
Medicare. Medicare, Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Both.
Yeah. And
voucher systems.
Voucher systems for Medicare and for Social Security.
Right.
And then no Medicaid.
No, private insurance. And
which means and her means income would be gone.
Charge you out the butt. You think that right now you're paying a lot of money for insurance, you're going to be paying more.
Yeah, you can buy your insurance across state lines under the Republican plan.
It's not.
How is that going to help you?
Right.
That's not going to help you. It's just going to mean you're paying the highest possible premium, the same as somebody in Alabama.
Right.
It's like, okay, yay, I bought this in Alabama, just like so everybody there can pay really high premiums too.
And it doesn't help the whole pharmaceutical issue that we're having in this country right now,
yeah,
where people are deciding that they're going to charge an astronomical amount of money for medications that people need. That doesn't help that. It just increases the likelihood that that's going to keep happening. So I don't know. It's frustrating. It's so frustrating that people are unwilling to see any other point of view than their own. I acknowledge the Trump supporters' point of view. And I understand where they're coming from. I don't think that that's a big enough issue to be fighting about like this. I don't think that the Second Amendment is under attack in any way. And there's no way anybody's going to come and take your guns from you.
Yeah.
When that is your only issue, then I really feel like, wow.
Or if your big issue is abortion because you don't want to be killing babies.
Or gays.
And that's fine. If that's part of your religious belief, that's fine. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
But nobody's forcing you to have an abortion.
Yeah, nobody. It doesn't affect you personally.
Right.
And you would sit there and let them destroy your Social Security and destroy your Medicare and destroy your Medicaid.
So that somebody else can't have an abortion.
Yeah. It doesn't make
any
sense.
Somebody you don't even know or have any affiliation with, you're going to destroy the world because you don't want them to have an abortion. So you think it's okay to force somebody else to have a baby, to force them, but you don't want you don't want to be forced to have an abortion? You're not being forced to have an abortion.
You don't want them to be able to say happy holidays.
Right.
Because that's offensive.
Right.
Saying happy holidays.
It should be Merry Christmas.
Yes, always.
But because everybody's Christian? No. And that's the idea, is acknowledging that people are different. And it's those differences that make this country so great.
And that's why we're America. That's what we're built on.
Right.
Is the fact that we're all different people, but we're all trying to help create a more perfect union.
Right.
So you can't all be the same. We can't all believe the same thing, but we're all still Americans.
Right.
So we all deserve the same things that every American deserves.
Right.
The Fez.
Yes.
Food, education, housing, health, and safety.
Right.
That's all
right. I don't get it. And I think that people are counting down. It's like, oh my goodness, please just let this be done.
I know. And that's the way that I feel every time that I hear something political or see something political. I just think, please let America not be crazy.
Yeah.
Let's not be crazy, okay? Let's actually think about what we can accomplish for our country. And we were talking about that the other day, how change, real change, takes decades. It takes a long time. I mean, my whole lifetime, you know, I've been basically talking about the progressive agenda, which is taking care of Americans and right, all the things that we talk about. And little by little, you see change. But over the past 30 or 40 years, however long I've been paying attention to politics, the change has been very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Very, but it's still changing, you know?
Right.
Gays can get married now.
Mm-hmm.
20 million more people have health care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep moving forward.
Right.
And that's all we can do. Just keep moving forward
inch
and don't
by
give
inch,
up.
And, you know?
And not every 2 years. It's not every 4 years that we vote. It's every 2 years that we vote.
Right.
And that's what we have
to
remember.
And we need to be more involved in those midterm midterm, is it? Yeah. Midterm elections, where we're making sure that the people that we need to be in office are in office, because that's how we end up backsliding. It's like, okay, well, I voted in these big elections and I did my part. Well, no, your part continues. You have to get out there again in 2 years and vote again and say, we want these changes to continue. We want to keep progressing forward as a nation. We don't want to be backsliding every 2 years.
Because you know that every 2 years, all the old people that spend all their time watching Fox News, they're going to be out voting.
Right.
So where are you? Where are you when it's time to vote?
And we need that. We need to make sure that we're doing our duty as American citizens and getting out there and progressing. Vote. Vote, vote.
But just once. Because Trump is going to have
people. Oh, but if you're Republican, only on the 28th of November.
Yeah, do that. And happiness. It's the Brett and Jamie Show. The Brett and Jamie Show. Brett and Jamie Show. And happiness. It's the Brett and Jamie Show. The Brett and Jamie Show. Brett and Jamie Show. And happy, 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 happy,